We've been at your company Christmas party for 4 hours already. If I have to make small talk with one more person about our holiday plans, the best sales out there, or the food that was catered in, I'll probably scream. Actually, you will scream later if you keep me here 1 minute longer. I discreetly pull you aside during a lull in the conversation. My darling, I've played nice with all of your co-workers while they've hit on me. I've listened endlessly to their spouses who have no idea that their husbands were lusting after me. I've laughed at your boss's lame-ass jokes, and I even pretended to act interested when the office secretary wanted to discuss the latest episode of Glee. Don't you think it's time for us to leave? You acquiesce by telling me we should just make the rounds to the appropriate people and then say our goodbyes. I know better than to fall for that excuse. I'll tell you what. If we can say our goodbyes in less than 15 minutes, I'll actually remove that chastity device I have you locked in, I whisper into your ear. And then I might even fuck you tonight. But if we are even one fucking minute past 15 minutes, you'll spend an additional day for every minute we're late in our departure. Agreed? I can see by the look on your face that even though you haven't said anything, you're going to agree. That look also tells me that that cock of mine is already struggling against its guard shack in anticipation of its reward if we leave within that set amount of time. So, let's do what's appropriate and make our way towards the door, shall we? I tell you sweetly. I mean, I don't want to embarrass you, so I'll appear to be the dutiful Stepford wife, even though behind closed doors, I'm really your true boss. As we say goodbye to the director of marketing, the head of product development, the CFO, and of course, the CEO, I can tell your anticipation is growing. Suddenly, the company founder's wife stops me and asks me about my dress. I can see the frustration building in you because it has to be close to 10 minutes already, doesn't it? Oh, thank you so much for noticing, I say, without a care in the world, as I twirl that chastity lock key at the end of my finger, knowing that it's driving you mad that you are so close to freedom. I got this at Neiman Marcus. It's a wonderful dress made by Alice and Olivia. I must have tried about a dozen dresses on looking for the right one. We go on and on for quite a few minutes discussing how difficult it is to find the right dress for just such an occasion like this. I can see you giving me the nod towards the door, all the while smiling patiently, because you know I don't want to be rude at your company party that you dragged me to. As we say our final goodbyes and walk to the parking lot, I mention how cold and snowy it is. Could you please get the car and bring it around over here? I question you sweetly as I twirl that key around my finger once again. This dress is so short, and there's so much of my legs showing. I'll simply catch a draft, and that would just put me right out of the mood for tonight. You wouldn't want that, would you? As you run to get the car, I laugh to myself a bit, knowing I've got you right where I mean to keep you. This key and I hold so much power over you. You bring the car over, run around the car to open the door and help me in. You hop into the other side with a huge grin on your face because you are sure you made the deadline. Oh, darling, would you look at that, I say as I glance at my watch. With all those goodbyes and talk about my dress, well, it looks like we're at exactly 27 minutes. But I'll tell you what, you tried really hard, and if that mean old woman hadn't stopped me to discuss this gorgeous dress you bought me, and if I hadn't made you bring the car around, we probably would have made it out of there in, say, I don't know, 23 minutes? So I'll tell you what, because it's the holiday season, I'll take off that chastity device tonight. I can see that you're getting excited in anticipation of my divine charity. and I'll stroke you right to the edge. And then? Well, then I'll put the chastity belt back on for only 7 days, though. Well, only 7 more days if you do exactly what I say during that time. See, my pet, I say as I kiss you on the cheek and tuck that key back into my purse. I do have a soft spot for you during the holidays. This is Miss Bella. You can reach me at 1-800-601-6975 or stop by my blog at phonesexfetishgirl.com.